suppose you makes a married man hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the Wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
And we have arrived with Reality Check.
Yay.
And we are on Facebook Live. So, hey,
hi.
How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Tracy and I spills the tea, the juicy gossip when it comes to these crazy housewives that love to fight. But we love them because they're super rich.
Yeah, they are.
Super good looking.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
How many times did they go to the doctor?
That's right. The men, on the other hand, are not the best looking.
They're not. The husbands are not.
That's why these ladies marry for money.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It all makes sense now.
It really does.
All right, lovely. Let's kick it off with the Real Housewives of Atlanta. There's some juicy audio that, of course, we want to play because NeNe needs to be heard.
I'm in a great place. I don't care what Cynthia has said. I'm just telling you that she has. Not only that, she spoke to someone else that we both know in common and have talked about me like a dog, and unfortunately for her, they recorded everything you said.
Ooh.
That's right.
Oh, Lord. Okay, child, I'm not getting in that one.
What I know is that there is some sort of audio of Cynthia saying really horrible things about me.
Okay, who took the recording of Cynthia?
Why would I tell you that, honey? Hello? Who?
Hello?
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 Yes, who is the snake?
So
that's a big question.
I'm thinking it's Yovana.
It is definitely Yovana.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because Cynthia was so funny how she was trying to list the suspects. She was like, well, it's either Yovana or it could be Marlo.
It could be Marlo.
But it has to be Yovana.
It has to be Yovana.
And then what would she have recorded?
And I heard, because I read it, that there's someone that is a friend of hers that is the person that recorded them.
Oh.
So, but Yovana is behind it.
Yeah.
But it's her friend who is the one who did it.
Right, yeah.
She's so shady.
She is.
Why is she on this show?
That's a great question. They do not need her on the show.
No.
She is super thirsty.
And what'd you think about her long looks at Marlo's wig party?
Oh, well...
It's very long.
And then look at what she like overdid it, like the dress that she had on.
Yes.
I mean, can I say trying too hard?
Yes.
I mean, geez.
Yeah.
That girl is parched. She is thirsty.
She's thirsty.
Yeah.
So I thought that was funny, though, when they sat down and, you know, Candy asked her. She's like, what?
Right.
You can tell she's lying.
Yeah, you could tell.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why would you put me out there like
that? No, I didn't do that. You're crazy.
But here's the thing. I can't imagine what Cynthia hasn't said that she hasn't been open about. Like, what could they have possibly recorded her saying?
I know, right?
She's been pretty open about how she feels, so.
Unless it's just part of the storyline.
I think it is. I think, actually, maybe there's a theory that NeNe is the one that got Yovana to do this. You know
you
what
never
I mean?
Know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think Yovana came on for her, for NeNe, because no one's talking to NeNe.
Remember when NeNe takes off and Yovana, like, runs out the door?
Girl.
She's like, where are you going? Don't go. And she, like, literally just drives out
NeNe
with her Rolls Royce.
Totally turned on that girl.
she
was
did.
Like, you drunk. Not, you must have drank too much.
Yeah. They're not friends. Come
no,
on.
They're
no,
they're not.
No.
Wow.
I think NeNe uses people to advance to the things that she needs.
Yeah. I do, too. And I think... she is going to leave the show. I honestly think this is her last season.
She needs to. She's boring.
Yeah. I mean, now she doesn't have a storyline, unfortunately, you know, because Greg was a big storyline last season.
Sure. Yeah.
And I'm so glad he's so much better. I just love me some Greg.
I love me some Greg.
Yeah.
He's sweet. And I love the fact, because it is funny, let's be honest, but it's mean at the time, when Kenya Moore goes to Marlo's wig party and then brings in her own products.
Okay, what is the point of Kenya doing that? But that's why they have her on the show.
She's evil.
She's evil.
She's evil.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it took me back to the airport when she was at the airport.
Yeah.
She's not a nice person. She really isn't.
She's not a nice person.
Yeah. And then she had a two-piece band.
Oh, yeah. That's what I think was fabulous. And then she's like, listen, I'm a businesswoman.
Hair care. Kenya, hair care.
Hair care. She's like, honey, you need to get your edges done. See,
edges,
that's what you need it for.
And I have to say, Marlo handled things really well at the beginning.
At the beginning.
And then towards the end, I mean, like anybody,
Remember, she grabs the glass out of her hand. Oh, you don't need that.
Right. I thought she was going to throw it on her. I was waiting for that.
It was super good.
Yeah.
It was really funny.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's move on to the Real Housewives of Orange County. Now, these ladies are in Key West. I love it. I've been there. It's really beautiful. It's very small, though.
Yeah.
Like, little area. But the ladies, again, are going at each other nonstop.
Right. They are.
For some reason, Shannon Bedore took it upon herself to tell Kelly what Vicky has been doing. Again, talking to the woman that supposedly Kelly punched. And she's trying to get some side hustle going on with her.
So here's the thing with Shannon. I don't think that she did anything wrong. I think she was trying to stop it from getting even bigger because Gina and Emily were about to tell
her. They were. Yep.
So I think Shannon thought she could... Kelly wasn't going to take it well either way. Mm-hmm. But I think Shannon thought she could do it like and water it down just a little bit.
I know.
You know? So
nonetheless, though, I mean, Vicky, come on. You're just trying to keep something going. Unless that's just her way to get her storyline on to become full-time.
Well, yeah, because honestly, what is her storyline right
now?
I mean, and she's on as a friend. Yeah.
Her engagement.
Yeah, which we'll see, I think, next week, too, is the engagement party.
Well, I mean, I don't know if she purposely fell, but her falling was hilarious. And then she jacked up her foot.
It looked like she really fell, though. Because a lot of times, sometimes I think Vicky tries to be overly clumsy. Mm-hmm. But this time, it looked like it hurt.
I was watching her foot while she was doing that.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. That's why you tell your children not to run by the pool. Don't be running. You're going to slip and fall.
She's in her 50s. Come
girl, on. She was trying.
Drinking and running.
Remember
and
when she got up on her crutches and she fell in her hotel room?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they're all just sitting there laughing. I'm like, you
guys. She's always falling.
Yeah. But how interesting, right? They're totally split like the whole trip. It's like the Tres Amigas and then the other girls.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. I don't think Bronwyn was thinking that this would occur like that.
Right.
What do you think about Gina and Kelly have the same bathing suit? I thought that was hilarious.
Oh my gosh. And then... Kelly is so funny. She's like, see, like, because I think Gina was all upset about the breasts, you know? Like,
yeah, she's like, look at your boobs.
Yeah. See, she's like, see, you can't be walking around, you know, with flapjacks.
Yeah, she's like, you can't have no flap titties.
Yeah, like pancake.
Yeah. Hers are huge, so I'm like, dang, girl.
They are huge.
Oh, I liked watching Kelly and her doctor boyfriend, Brian, at the batting cage.
I didn't. He is weird.
Yes, he is.
He is so weird. They don't. I mean, maybe it's because I know in real time they didn't end up together, but they just don't seem like they have a connection. Mm-hmm. Seems very awkward when they're talking, and he's trying to talk to her like a child.
Yeah.
Because she acts like one.
He just likes her gazagas.
I'm sure he does.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
But he's like, so what are we going to do next? Well, I think we should move in. She's like, not without a ring on it.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
So
that's
what do you think about that?
He doesn't want that commitment.
Yeah, but like, what do you think about should he put a ring on it in order for them to move in together?
Yes.
Oh, you think so? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because this is your classic case, eat your cake too, you know?
Yeah. Or like the milk's not for free. Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting the milk.
Yeah. They definitely will just sit there forever.
Right.
Just
true.
Like Dolores.
That's true.
It's the same thing.
I think so too.
Yeah. So I'm sure that's why things end in the long run, because she's like, I'm not going to wait for you.
Well, and the thing is, he really don't want to marry her.
No.
You can tell.
That's why this new guy married
her. He's like thinking, like, how do I get out of this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to look for these because I thought the crazy as you know what hats that all the girls wore were hilarious.
I love the hats.
We need to find these hats.
I love the hats. Yeah. Oh, that they were
funny.
All custom made. They were great.
It's like crazy married AF.
Yeah.
Crazy AF.
Yeah.
Of course, Kelly got that one, just the crazy one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Poor girl.
I know, but she is. She gets so upset. I mean, she's entertaining on the show, though.
Yeah, she's super entertaining.
Yeah.
Of course, that's why she goes to an anger management session with Emily on the beach, which was nice.
I thought that was nice, but I thought it was hilarious. One session ain't going to fix.
No, that's not going to fix
all
you.
But, you know, I'm all into that. I'd love to sit on the beach and meditate.
I know. I love when he goes, so what are you, look at, see Vicky in your mind.
Right.
What do you feel like doing? Punching her in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Bam.
Bam.
Pop.
That's right.
Yeah, she doesn't keep it down, so I thought that was funny, too.
Yeah, that was.
Other than that, you know, most of it just kind of, you know, I know, like, the guys, they end up getting together. They have some dinner with Bronwyn, and I don't know what, but that's pretty much the juice of it.
Oh, yeah, and then they had double dates and stuff.
Double dates.
Yeah, Shannon brought her babe. Yeah. She looks so happy.
Yeah, he's good looking.
He is. I thought he was very handsome, and she just looks so happy.
He's not too shabby.
No.
Not
she
too
did
shabby.
Good.
She did good.
Yeah, she did.
So there you have it. Always about spilling some major gossip when it comes to the Reality Housewives. I'm just trying to think of anything that we didn't, you know, put out there when we were at BravoCon.
I don't know. I mean, I know that they're working on a BravoCon 2020.
Yeah, we've seen that. And if you ever want to be invited to the private group, and if you are into that, we can totally get you hooked up. So just get a hold of Tracy and I for the ladies and guys out there that are diehards. And you can see all the photos that people like us took with these celebrities. It's just really fun.
And I know that I've been seeing NeNe on with Andy.
Yeah.
She's been upset with Andy.
She is mad at Andy.
Yeah, because he threw some shade on Watch What Happens Live a dress that she wore.
Yeah. Like, that's your boss, honey. Ago.
Yeah.
You gotta keep your lips locked.
Well, she hasn't. I kind of think that this is her last season.
It might be.
Yeah.
It might be a good run for her. So
that's right.
There you have it. Once again, Reality Check. We'll be back at it next week with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
So nasty and so.